Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, if you've listened to this program every day, as of course you should, you would have heard my interview with Lieutenant Governor of Indiana Micah Beckwith on Monday, and you would have heard Micah somewhere during that interview make a comment that he predicted within the next 6 months or so that Maryland, Democrat-run blue Maryland, would be redistricting in spite of reports that Indiana State Senate Pro Tem Rod Bray, my senator, by the way, who has not gotten back with me still. Those are the facts. I don't expect it at this point. I've made my decision on Rod, and we won't. We need leadership, and we need representatives, senators that don't respect their constituents, respond to them. I did see, in fairness to Rod, he did sit down for an interview with the local publication. Kudos for seeing that happen. Well, for making time for that. Now that, of course, the vote is over, and there's no, the issue's over and done with. Not much to do as far as address people's concerns, have a dialogue during the actual vote. Again, another poor sign of, I don't mean to pile on. I mean, he's a public official. This is just the way that it is. It reminds me of Todd Young. In fact, I actually dug up the email. I dug up the email that I had, email exchange I had with Todd Young's office. I'll read that to you. It's 5 years old now. Anyway, but apparently there was a deal struck between Rod Bray, or at least discussions and agreements that Maryland would not be redistricting, although there was not a formal agreement. We don't really know what was happening, but that appears to not be the case. Micah said it might take 6 months down the line. Here we are, not even 6 days down the line, and it appears that is going to happen. At least Maryland's going to continue to push for that, and it's remarkable. I'll listen, for those of you in this state who were in favor of Indiana, or I should say opposed to Indiana redistricting, I hope your voices are as loud to try to persuade Maryland not to. I hope you're as morally outraged at whatever you think is some fundamental basic truth that state legislators can't adjust these maps. Again, I'm remarkably consistent on this. Maryland can do this. I hope they don't. I'm not in Maryland. There's little to nothing that I can do about that. It's crazy to me, the catastrophic leadership and the inability to carry out a victory for the Republican Party is mind-numbing to me. It is. It's mind-numbing to me. And it's like having this. I coached my last Little League basketball game last night. My daughter, our youngest daughter, is sixth grade, She played her last game, and you know, we won the game. We won the championship. In fact, we've done pretty well. We've gone undefeated in that league for 2 years, or in three seasons. We lost our first game of the season 3 seasons ago, and we've won every game since then. We've, you know, they've all gotten better. It's a lot of fun. And of course, there's a time, you know, we were pretty decent, and you know, I wanted to jump out, get ahead. You have to sit each player a quarter and all that. And of course, I wasn't trying to run the score up ever on anybody. But until you get ahead, you have to play to win. You got to put the pedal to the metal. You got to go out there with some intensity. Can't be happy with a 2-point lead if you could have a 15-point lead. And then, of course, we would adjust and not try to run the score up. But there's no virtue in just focusing on all of that. You want to win first. And it's like Republicans, they just don't want to win. I don't understand it. They allow themselves to be framed by the rules, the framework that the left uses to hold the conservatives and Republicans accountable, while the left can do whatever they want and nobody's, the left can murder babies. It is beyond me to think that this is where our leadership has gotten us. It's pathetic. I mean, you literally can't make the case in many instances. You can't make the case that we shouldn't be killing unborn human life, or take your pick, that we don't have the political prerogative to redistrict in Indiana. You can't win those fights. You don't want to win at some point. Or you only want to win by a couple points. Instead of winning by 20, let's win by 1 point. That's fair. Based on what? I don't understand these people. It's catastrophic. It is potentially catastrophic anyway for the Republican Party, for the conservative movement. And I want to talk about that today, my friends. Maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money, I can talk here, feels more like juggling than it does with just dealing with pure numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's where family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services gives you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all those things under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. Are you ready for that next level of support, my friends? If so, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, so let's get to this article here. This article here in CNN, to let you know that I'm not making this up. Here we go. Micah, Lieutenant Governor Beckwith sent this to me late last night. Democrats headline. Just think about the different ways that this is presented by the media. When it was happening in Indiana, this was an assault on a democracy. This was evil. This got me, when I spoke at the State House, I still get humored by this. Besides being hissed at, which was a first for me, being hissed at by someone who presented herself as an adult woman, minus the hissing. The hissing made her look like something other than an adult woman, but she was hissing, and that was part of what was going on there in the State House. That was the height of the argument against it, I guess. There was also a lot of chanting, Nazi, fascist, cheater was the biggest one. I still have not had a single person. The invitation is open. If I had money, I guess I would give you a financial reward. It's not. Let me disclaim that clearly. There is no financial reward. But if I did have money, I suppose I could say there's a financial reward if you can do it. I don't know how else to motivate people to tell me how it's cheating. Tell me how it's cheating. And you would do that like this. Todd, it is cheating because, and then you would say why it's cheating. You would follow that with an explanation. And if you really are forward thinking, you would think, okay, I anticipate this objection or response, so then I'll address that even, right? So I'll say it's cheating because of this, and then I'll dig deeper to explain whatever, to respond to the likely standard response to say, and this is why your standard response doesn't apply to the situation and it's cheating. I got nothing. I haven't had anything close to that. But they chanted cheater. They chanted it loud and proud up there in the balcony in the nosebleed section of the Capitol building that day, which, whatever. Think what you will. This is from a few days ago. Democrats celebrated Indiana Republicans refusing to redistrict. They're still moving ahead with their own push, written by a couple. I never understood why you need a couple of authors or a journalist to write these things. I guess they've got to collude. This is collusion now, I guess. Sarah Ferris and Ethan Cohen here. One day after Indiana Republicans decided to forego political gains by rejecting a new U.S. House map, key Democrats made clear Friday they would still aim to redistrict in states their party controls. This literally, the ink hadn't dried on the bill that Indiana Republicans shot down in the Indiana State House. And yet, the deal, and again, there are reports, and I'm going to go, where's that report? I've got it in my stack of stuff. There were reports where it was reported that the Senate pro tem in Indiana, the leader of the Senate, Rod Bragg, and my senator, who still hasn't responded to me. I don't expect him to. I said off the top, I've made my decision on Rod Bray. We are going to be firmly in opposition to him. I had a good friend, some people that I respect, telling me, you know, how great of a guy Rod was or is yesterday, and that's great. I'm not here to attack Rod Bray's character or anything like that. That's not what I do. It might be what Trump does on occasion, but it's not what I'm doing here. But I'm saying I'm tired. I'm tired of this type of leadership. It reminds me of Senator Todd Young, which is a senator here in the great state of Indiana, a U.S. senator. And I told you I invited him on the program. I was wrong. I thought I invited him on to talk about one of the Supreme Court justice nominations. I was wrong on that. And I've said that a couple of times on here. I was wrong both times I've said that. It was actually on Trump's impeachment hearings. I sent them an invitation January 21st, 2020. And this is the response I got. Well, I sent the information to his team, invited him on the program. The response I got was this: "Hi, Todd, thanks for reaching out. On background, Senator Young isn't going to be commenting beyond this statement." And I'll go ahead and read this. It'll take us back in. Well, do I have it pulled up here? That's a screenshot, so I don't have the link. But there's a statement basically, I mean, it's a very short statement, really not giving any substance, and that's whatever. Fine. Here it is. I got it. Young statement on impeachment process. This goes way back to January 15th, 2020. U.S. Senator Todd Young today issued the following statement regarding articles of impeachment being transmitted to the Senate. "The far left has been desperate to get rid of President Trump since day one, and that has been made abundantly clear throughout this process. Now that the articles are being delivered and a trial will be held in the Senate, I will uphold my duty as an impeachment juror and carefully evaluate the legal arguments. I hope this process can be completed quickly so we can get back to the business of Hoosiers and all Americans." Again, standard template stuff. It reminds me, if you watch The Office, this is a little bit, of course, hyperbolic. But do you remember the episode where Dwight, if you watch The Office, started the fire to teach people in the office that they need to learn proper safety protocols to make sure that they're not paying attention during these safety meetings? They don't know how to deal with the fire in the office, and he basically sabotaged the office. He trapped them in the office. He set a fire in the trash can. Smoke was going off. Panic ensued. Stanley had a heart attack and all the commotion. A lot of things happening there. But Michael and Dwight had to go to the corporate office, and they got in trouble. They got lectured because obviously this was chaotic. And so as part of the consequence, punishment, Dwight had to make a statement to the office, a statement of regret. And so Michael said, they came back in, and Michael being Michael said, Dwight, will you now share your apology statement or whatever with the office? And Dwight opens a sheet of paper and he says simply, I state my regret. And that was it. That's what I feel like this announcement was from Rod Bray. But the response to my email, so that was the statement. So they gave me the link to the statement. I guess that was supposed to be enough for someone like me that cares about substance, people like you that want to hear substance. So they said this is all he's going to say during while the trial is ongoing. We would love to get him on the show once impeachment ends, though. So they're happy again. Politician, there's a lot of things here that are upsetting to constituents like me, and I'm guessing like you. Number one, you have Republicans that don't play to win; they play with one hand tied behind their back, while the Democrats get to play with both fists and maybe a shiv in the process. It's a metaphor, of course, my friends. And Republicans think, wow, I am really special person for letting this happen. I'm not even fighting fairly. It does remind me of Rush Limbaugh saying, fighting with both hands tied behind my back just to make it fair. Of course, Rush could win metaphorically with both hands tied behind his back. I'm not sure some of these folks could win if they didn't have any encumbrance whatsoever, but they're happy to come on after the issue is passed. That's not an acceptable way to lead. We're in the midst, I've been through this, the midst of a cold civil war in this nation, no matter where you live, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, Utah, Texas, California, Florida, wherever the case may be, we're in the midst of a cold civil war. We have reached a point, listen, I'm not saying that there's not political compromise, but I'm saying for the godless radical left who plays for keeps, who will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes them, so long as it takes Trump away from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or at least prevents his agenda from being implemented, they will do whatever it takes. Literally, whatever it takes. That is what they've shown us they will do. We won't even use the legal and constitutional authority given to us because the other side might call us cheaters or whatever, and they can't even tell us what that is. Remember, the other side can't even tell us what a woman is. How in the world can they tell us what the cheating is on a perfectly legal, legitimate constitutional process? See, it's certainly not normal in the sense that these are done every 10 years, but there's nothing that prevents this, truly, other than weak leadership or some sort of argument and standard that doesn't exist. I'm going to go through. I had a friend who I respect send me a link to a speech on the Senate floor prior to the vote here in Indiana, arguing for redistricting. Besides the hissers, this is the best I've got. So I commend and thank my friend for sending me that, because I've not gotten any other argument besides this speech, and I'm going to play it. And again, I just think you can't be serious. You don't. We must not really respect or appreciate what we're up against. We must not understand the lack of time that's left on the clock. It's just remarkable to me how we've gotten ourselves into this situation. And of course, if these reports are true that Rod Bray was calling the Democrat leader in the Maryland Senate to kind of work out, potentially an agreement that says, hey, you don't redistrict if we don't, that deal has already fallen through. If that's, of course, what's happened, there were reports to Politico that there were four conversations, I believe, on these are anonymous sources. No one wants to be named because, of course, who knows? Don't want to lose access to Rod or whatever, which again says so much to me. This is just a mess. This is absolutely a mess, and it should be embarrassing to these people. It doesn't embarrass me because I don't have anything to do with this. I've been trying to prevent this. I've been trying to say, hey, this is This leadership is unacceptable. This leadership is weak. Republicans don't play by the same set of rules. There's nothing wrong with this. Like, I don't know. I truly don't know the argument. I'll play the best version of it here that I've had, but I'll address it in a moment. But again, it's just we've gotten ourselves into this mess. We have. Yes, the left has led us here, but the right, the conservatives, the Republican Party, haven't really done anything to fight back. They had an opportunity here in Indiana. Some do. I don't mean that uniformly across the board, but in my state, it's incredibly disappointing and disheartening. And I'm going to tell you, we're in a fight here. We've got primary season coming up in May. And the people who voted against this, be ready for, be ready to face some opposition, and they should. Political opposition. By the way, just I hate to even have to say this, but for the idiots out there that make threats, that is unacceptable. We completely condemn that. It's not the answer. It's stupid. It's evil. It's wicked. You need to go to jail, basically. I'm talking to the people who want to politically hold these weak leaders accountable. It's cowardly. I don't know how else to say it. I don't like to say it. I really don't, but I did. Okay, so we know that this deal is apparently fallen through. It didn't even sound like it was. It lasted 5 seconds, and Maryland appears to be poised to redistrict. So there you have it. It's catastrophic. It's just crazy to me. A lot of Republicans are embarrassed by, I don't know, Trump's comments on of course, I condemned the comments, and wasn't trying to personally condemn Trump. In fact, I had someone on social media make some comments saying that I was sinning by publicly disagreeing and calling those comments out that he made about Rob Reiner. More people that's bad. More people are embarrassed about Trump's tweets and all that sort of stuff than they are about leaders who just don't have the courage and the resolve and the toughness to see these things through. And it doesn't personally embarrass me, but to me, that's much more embarrassing. When you have the votes and you have the power and you have the legal authority, the constitutional authority, and you don't do it. That to me, when you look back at history and you see that this could literally have been the moment that turned things in the right direction or on their head, this could be that pinnacle, seminal moment. Anyway, friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about Kratom. You've probably heard the headlines, read the headlines. Most of them are based on the synthetic junk that isn't real Kratom at all. Real Kratom is tested. It's handled with care. That's exactly what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. Family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. They test every batch in the lab for purity, safety, no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. Trusted. It's a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations. And it's a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label that is a mile long. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF. Get 10% off your first order. All you have to do is head on over to ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency, and yes, time out for me, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48 Financial. 4-8financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4-8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm going to shift gears here. Shift to playing a little bit of State Senator Spencer Deary's floor speech. Again, I had a good friend, a dear friend who I think is on the other side of this issue than me, share this with me in a very respectful way. I'm going to share it with you, my friends. I'm going to share this with you, and you can hear. This is the closest thing I've had to an argument for the vote against redistricting in Indiana, which again, this happened here, but this battle has, it's nationwide. This is important. I'm going to get through as much of this as I can. It's in the stack of stuff if you want to watch the whole thing. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long. I don't think I can get through the whole thing because I am going to respond. My friends, I want to remind you really quickly too, before I get started, that we have a directory of conservative businesses that you can support, conservative businesses that are pushing in the same direction that you are. They love America. They have vowed not to support leftist candidates and leftist causes. It's called freedommarketplace.net. It's free for you to use. It's searchable. These businesses are pushing in the same direction you are. So you can check it out today, freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net, liberty and business for all. So I'm going to play this. I'm going to respond along the way. We'll get through as much of this as we can. State Senator Spencer Deary's floor speech last week, when they were voting here in Indiana about redistricting, he was one who voted against the new maps, and this is his speech and his argument. I'm going to interject. We're not going to get to all of it. You can get the rest of it. You can Google it or go to the website, toddhuffshow.com. Just go to the stack of stuff, and you'll find it there. That being said, I'm going to play it. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. 4 years ago, as a candidate for the first political office of my life, I promised voters that I would always tell them the truth, even if it made them mad. I believe in a republic, every elected official's duty is to cut through the self-interested talking points.
Okay.
Our job is to seek the truth.
Okay.
And to speak the truth.
Fine.
That is
me
how
too.
I approach every bill, and I approach this one no differently. I respect and love every one of you in this body. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And if you have followed that process and reached different conclusions, I will still respect you. And I look forward to partnering with you on many more legislative fights to come.
Hey, kudos to him for this. Spencer Deary, kudos to you. And let me tell you that I've said similar things here. I can be a little blunt with my disappointment, and I do not apologize for that. But I can also tell you that I've said this is a political fight. This is truly politics. This is about politics. This isn't, you know, so much of what we call politics today is about, it has become an issue that's about good versus evil. This is not that. I do think by not passing this map, that this new congressional map, that we've opened up a door for evil to be pursued politically in our nation through representatives that we elect here in our state. But the issue itself here, I agree, it's a political issue, and we can have disagreements and still be friends along the way, I guess. I'm happy to do that. So I applaud him for saying that. He's much better than the hissers and the people calling me and people who favored this Nazis, cheaters, fascists, whatever else they could come up with. But he continues here.
But this issue is too important for me to not get up here today and share the truth as I see it after many hours of objectively pursuing it.
Fair enough.
My bottom line is that after considering all the arguments offered in support of mid-cycle gerrymandering, I see no justification.
Phrase. I, first of all, reject that this is gerrymandering. Gerrymandering, again, I've gone through the historical context of this. Gerrymandering is a specific phenomenon. It was first coined, I think, in 1812. By the media, I think, in regards at the time in Massachusetts, the governor's last name was Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y. There was a district drawn that resembled a salamander, and so they called it gerrymandering. Gerrymandering typically, traditionally, historically meant drawing districts that were incredibly oddly shaped so as to get the result, you know, that someone could win that seat. It's going out of their way to draw these districts. Now, these districts are mostly contiguous counties. The district that I would be in is it has a sliver, and then it gets wider as you go further south. But there's not extreme gerrymandering that's done here. I'm looking at the map now. I want to say that I don't accept that this is some extreme gerrymandering. Yes, they drew districts to politically give an advantage to Republicans as best as they could. Yes, that there are skinny places and fatter places, and one district that's in the southwestern corner of the state kind of has a V shape, but it's nothing like overly dramatic where we've got completely odd shapes that resemble something, you know, like a salamander. But you can make the argument. You can certainly make the argument, and I can see that these are more in that direction than our current maps, but not, I wouldn't say super dramatically so. Some people could disagree with that, but they continue
here. It outweighs the harms it would inflict upon the people's faith in the integrity of our elections and our system of government.
Okay. So he says that the drawing of the district, these new districts undermines the faith that people have in our republic. Why? Is he going to tell me why? I mean, I will listen, Senator Deary, I will. Why is that the case?
Some say we should gerrymander now because Democrats have been doing it for years.
But why, you didn't tell me why it undermined their trust. Now you've gone on to the arguments why we should do it. Why did it undermine their trust? Why? What is written? What is written that says we can't do this? There's nothing that says we can't do this. What is preventing us from doing this? It's a constitutional responsibility of the state legislature. If the state legislature decides it wants to do it, it absolutely can do it. There are certain rules. You know, these have to be contiguous counties, which they are. There has to be roughly the same number of people in each district. Well, it doesn't have to be contiguous counties. It has to be contiguous area of a state. It can't, like, have part of it here and then part of it over there without it being connected. And there has to be roughly the same number of people in these districts. Supreme Court is considering arguments about the Voting Rights Act and other factors, but those two things we know. It does that. Why does it undermine, again, the people's confidence in this process? I don't think he shared that. Maybe he thinks he does. She's a respectable guy. This isn't personal. I'm talking about the substance of this. Now he goes on to talk about, just attack the rationale and the reasons for this without telling us why it undermines people's faith in the system.
And it's time for Republicans to catch up. That would be a sensible question to ask 4 years ago or 4 years in the future during the regular redistricting process. But since Washington, D.C. is pushing that question on us now.
Why, though? I understand, Spencer. And you know what? Why weren't they asked then? Why weren't these proposed then? That's a fair question, but that cuts both ways. Why do we assume that Democrats should automatically? I've been through all this. Where is it written that they should have the highest chances of winning in two districts or four districts or three districts or eight districts? Where is this written? Where do we come up with these things? It's the state house's responsibility to figure this out. Again, they weren't addressed when we drew them 4 years ago, but they could be addressed now. He has a problem that we're being requested by President Trump to do this. But there's nothing illegal about that. This doesn't violate federalism. We could have told them no. And in a sense, the final vote did tell Trump no. So I don't understand the problem here. I think that this is a straw man to some, at least the arguments I've made. And he doesn't necessarily know my arguments. He's listening to other arguments, whatever. I made mine very clear, though. He continues.
Now, let's answer it now. Is one side behind in the gerrymandering arms race? The best metric to measure that is to simply add all the votes for Congress across the nation and then to compare that percentage with how power is actually distributed.
Who told you this? Who told you that that's the best way to measure this? This is nuts to me. The way that we look at how this is baked in, and again, this is not an attack on him. I think that he's probably a really good guy. I think that. I don't know him. I think he believes this. But what his starting premise is, I have questions about why we're starting there. Why is he starting here? Why is it the best way to determine the makeup of Congress to look at things nationally and then to extrapolate from that what the Congress should be made up of? That's wild stuff. I mean, I know he's familiar with how we have the compromise that was made to have the bicameral legislature where we have two senators from every state and we have proportional representation. The bigger your state is, the more representatives you have. There's more blue voters in California. If you take California out in these big blue states, then what happens? Why would you mix that up nationally? It just doesn't make any sense. You talk about federalism. What about the state, the rights of the states? Why does Iowa care about proportionally how many Democrats are in California when you throw them into one bucket and then that we should somehow have that reflected nationwide? This just, to me, I don't understand why that's the best way to determine this. And it's baked into the process in the minds of these folks that we have a two-party system. That's another thing that's baked in there that they don't really, I think, stop in question. But I got to take a break, my friends. Quick time out. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? T-Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third final segment of today's program. I want to get to as much of what is left of Spencer Deary's speech. He's from West Lafayette, by the way, District 23 in the state of Indiana. He's laying out what I consider to be the most cogent argument against redistricting, which Indiana voted down. I still don't think, again, I've been through this. I'm going through this with you. I still don't think it's very persuasive to me. I have lots of questions about his starting premises that I don't think he's asked, or if he has, he just has assumptions that I reject. Again, namely that we automatically are a two-party system. Where do they get this? I know in reality that's what we have today, but that's not baked into the Constitution. How do we factor in third parties? Should they not matter? Do you not see how the people who say that we have a uniparty would object to this as well? I mean, there's a bazillion objections or questions that I have about this. He just states it as though we all should agree that that's how we should determine who has won the quote-unquote gerrymandering race. And I just reject the entire premise of how this is being discussed and how this is being argued and how to think about this. But apparently I'm either in the minority or people haven't heard my objections, because none of this is what I certainly mentioned that blue states did it, but that's not the core of my argument. Anyway, I want to get to as much of that as I can. And again, if I can't get to it, you can listen to it in its totality on the website, or just Google it. His name's Spencer Deary. You can Google it. It's on YouTube. So, friends, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have as conservatives is finding ways to ensure that our values align with how we live our lives. And that includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values. So they're not funding things. You're not funding things, I should say, that go completely against what you believe in. They do all the heavy lifting. They help align your investments with your purpose, with your goals, with your values. The best part is all you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd, and you can complete an assessment that will help you find out if or to what degree your current investments reflect your values. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. I want to get to this as much as I can, my friends. Again, Spencer Deary's speech in opposition to the new maps. I'm not going to get through this whole thing, but again, we'll do our best here.
If one side was more successful at gerrymandering, there would be a mismatch between those two numbers. But that isn't the case. Nationwide, Republicans won 51% of all the votes for Congress, and they won 51% of the seats. Undeniably, there are multiple states with corrupt-looking maps in Democrat strongholds. But this data shows Republicans have fully offset those maps in subtler, classier ways. Another justification for mid-cycle gerrymandering is simply that we don't want Republicans to lose power.
Pause. Now we're getting to part of what I would argue, but his first argument makes no sense. I've been through this. I just want to hit it again. You don't factor in. Let's say right now I'm an NBA. Well, I'm a Pacers fan. In fact, we're going to the game tonight. I'm a Pacers fan. I wouldn't say I'm an NBA fan. The Thunder are 24-2. They just lost their second game to the Spurs last two nights ago. I don't know, recently. And to determine someone's record, you don't go out and calculate the points of the total league and then take an average of that and say, oh, well, based upon this, the Thunder have, you know, X percent of the league's points, so they should have X percent of the league's wins. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I would say in a similar fashion, this is a way, way oversimplistic way of looking at the American electorate. But he continues here by talking about Republicans trying to accumulate political power, which is something that I've argued here.
I, like a supermajority of you, do not want to see another Democrat Speaker of the House. But that isn't for me to decide. And it isn't for anyone in this body to decide either. Living in a free constitutional republic means we empower voters to make those decisions and we accept their will no matter what.
And how does this prevent that, Spencer? How does it prevent it? It doesn't. We're talking, number one, we're talking about two seats, right? Talking about two seats in our state, by the way, in maps that you are responsible for drawing if the body says they want to draw them. So, again, I ask you, what changes? Are we suddenly not going to have elections? Are we suddenly not going to have people being represented? Are there areas of the map that aren't going to have representation? No. You know what? It actually, as I said before, when you spread the Republican vote out over more districts so that they're all competitive, you actually make more competitive districts. How about this, respectfully, Senator Deary? Maybe the left, maybe the Democrat Party, if they stopped putting radical candidates up and abandoned their radical, godless agenda that has caused real harm to Hoosiers and their families. I mean, this is they've created a culture of confusion, a culture that rejects truth, a culture of death with abortion, a culture that spins itself into oblivion, that's putting Hoosiers in real financial pickles. There's the open border issue that absolutely has impacted. There are states that have representatives that they should not have because illegal aliens were counted towards the census, which determined how many congressmen each state was allocated. Don't tell me that this is that we're somehow preventing people from electing whoever they want. But how about we play to win? Again, I'm not intentionally cutting him off here. I'm not quite halfway through his speech. It's an 8-minute speech. We're about 3 minutes in. You can listen to it on the website. Maybe I'll do more of this tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens between then and now. But I got to go. Out of time. Thanks for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. HomeschoolSafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit HomeschoolSafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.